seen the defense start to kind of pick it up, make some plays on it. I know you want to be perfect out there, but is it nice to see your defense is coming alive and making plays?
Yes. Yes. The more difficult it is for us on offense, with the kind of weapons that we have and the talent that we have, that they can make it, it's just going to help our team. So, you know, like there was one today, and I went over to Khalil and I said, so-and-so is going to be a good player. He said, yeah, I know. And he was standing right there by us. And I was like, it's good for the Raiders, but I'm not going to tell you yet, you know. But it's one of the younger guys. But it's just like, as him and I see our team grow and the competition, you know, they'll get us on a couple, and we come right back and get them on a couple. I mean, that, when it's that even, those are really good things. Now, it leaves the coaches headaches, but us as players, it shows us that we're going to have a good football team.
Players on the other side of the ball, but during pre-camp and even now during training camp, Borders, number 31, has he shown you anything as an undrafted rookie that's going to make some mark?
You know what? Every time I turn the film on, it's like he makes a play, you know. And I think that that's how those guys catch your eye. When you're an undrafted guy, it's hard, you know, because obviously you're not going to have the first or second team reps all the time, obviously. And, you know, all that you can see is like, man, you know, it turns into, you know, who's 31, you know, kind of a thing. And then throughout the offseason, you know, here at camp, he's really proven himself. So the more guys that we can have like that that make plays, I'm all for it.
Derek, it's pretty apparent since the beginning of the first practice how healthy your ankle is and how good you are to go. Noticed a lot of times, a couple times today, you had rolls to the opposite side where you threw strikes. You're taking off and running when you see it.
Yeah.
I know that's not going to be ever a huge part of your game, but how much do you want to integrate that a little bit to be able to help break down defenses?
Yes, I want to be able to put stress on people, not only from the pocket. You know, obviously we've been able to do that for 3 years, but if I can break contain, you know, if I can see, it makes it easier this year because the game's slower. Every year the game gets slower. I know where the coverage is. I know what route beats that coverage. And as soon as I see it, if it's not there, then I can make something happen with my feet. So I'm never going to do it too much, obviously. You guys know that. But the facts that when those coverages play out that way and I can, you know, move around and extend plays. You know, there was one we hit KJ on the back line.
Yeah.
And, you know, that wasn't intended for him. But we were able to escape outside and break contain. And then he stayed on the move. So those guys are also learning that, hey, oh, wow, Derek's going to, you know, move a little bit, you know. We can get out there with him and work with him. So it's something that really puts a lot of stress because they covered that play really well. But then at the end of the day, we were able to hit one.
But you got the stiff arm away for good, though?
The stiff arm needs to go away, yes. Yeah, we don't need any more hand things, yeah.
Speaking of hitting, though, how fine is that line, now that you guys have the pads on, between getting these guys ready in football shape and the hitting,
yes,
but taking care of each other as well? Because you look across, there's a lot of big names that are already going down in training camps across the league.
Yes, you know, there is a fine line. I still feel you need to feel it a little bit for a team. You know, I told Bruce today, I said, hey, man, we were doing like a one-on-one pass rush drill. I said, if you get to me, man, I don't mind if you grab me. You know, obviously coaches will get mad at you, but I won't, you know. Because you need that, you know, as a football player. So I hope it never goes away, to be honest. But also to watch these guys, how athletic they are to run full speed and then stop a yard short before they hit a guy. I mean, I think that's harder almost, you know, than to hit the guy. You know, you finish the play. But it trains those guys, trains their legs, trains their minds to take care of each other at practice. And that's when the game comes, all that goes out the window. You know, you're able to fly through those tackles. So, you okay?
No, don't worry.
No, you're good. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Derek,
but yes.
Oh, Marshawn just ran by and snatched a can of Skittles good-naturedly. And,
yes.
And, you know, people love him around here. It's obvious every time he touches the ball. And how much fun is it to see what he's doing for this fan base and complimenting everything you guys already have?
Yes, it makes you know, obviously, you know, with how the last couple of years have gone, our fans are, you know, what I've seen are just so loyal, so awesome. And then when you add a hometown guy, you know, someone that loves the community, and he really embraces the city of Oakland. And, you know, so adding someone like that out here to an already loyal, excited fan base, you can obviously tell that, you know, they're loyal and excited for him as well. So just having him around, not only as the player, obviously we can all see that, but just what he brings for the city of Oakland, it's a really cool thing to see.
You talked about KJ Brent earlier, and he's a guy with Coop out getting some run with the one. What do you see out of him as a guy that's in his second camp?
Yes, he is a guy that, you know, he has to do the dirty work, you know, and he knows that. He's got to go in there, do the dirty work. He's got to go in there. And, you know, hey, if Coop goes down, I got to step up now and I got to be the X receiver, you know, for an explosive offense, you know. And he, as you can see, he's doing a really good job of that. Now, he has a few, like we all do, you know, where you're like, oh, I wish I had that one back. But that's what camp's for, you know. So just being able to see his growth from last year until this year, it's really exciting to see that he took last year as a time to get to know the offense. He didn't take it as, I'm just going out to be the scout team receiver, or I'm just going out to go through the motions. He worked his tail off to learn, and you can tell when he goes in, now he can go in with the ones and get reps, you know, which is it's a testament to his work ethic. And, you know, as long as he can continue to make those tough catches, because he's obviously, he'll tell you, he's not a 4-3 guy. He's got to make those contested grabs, and he's done a great job of that so far.
What excites you about this year's tight end group?
Oh, man. Well, obviously, last year I loved Clive and, you know, our guys, Michael and Lee, for what, obviously we all love Lee, you know, for what he can do. But when you add a guy like Jared Cook that runs a, you know, 4-3 or a 4-4, and he can outrun DBs, you know, on go routes, that's why you see, you know, we can throw him out wide and run different kind of routes with him. You know, we can do that kind of stuff because he's that talented. So all it did was make it better. You know, it took a good group that made a lot of big plays for us in big games, and makes it better. And that's what it's about.
Do you think that he's going to change the way that you guys are covered because he's a threat in the middle of the field? That's something that's going to have to be accounted for?
You know, if it should, mm-hmm. but if it doesn't, he should catch a lot of footballs.
Okay.
You and Todd, even before he got the promotion, you guys were pretty close.
Yes.
And you kind of know what he wants and knows what you can do. Does that relationship in any way lead you to getting more freedom at the line of scrimmage? Not so much checking in and out, but
yeah.
maybe calling your own plays.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Just to make it easy for you. Absolutely, it does. Yes.
And how comforting is it to for you to know that you have that freedom, and again, that you know what he's thinking, kind of what he wants?
Yes, and it is very comforting. It's also, you know, it's a lot to put on a quarterback, but he knows me, and he knows that's how I like to play, kind of a deal. And as long as I'm thinking this exact same way he's thinking, and that's what we're trying to do here at campus and all of OTAs and minicamp, was I just want to think what you think, you know. So when I'm out on the field, I see exactly what you see, and I can actually do it and change it while we're out there. So, you know, we've had discussions where we finish each other's sentences, like, hey, if you see this, hey, I'm going to go to this. He's like, exactly, you know, so as long as we can continue to grow that way, and over the years, obviously, it'll get better and better, but for the short time of him now being the OC, I'd say it's pretty darn good because of our relationship where it started.
Without divulging anything, can we assume that you've been in contact still with Donald Penn?
Yes.
I know you, Cordero Patterson, seems to work closely with the second team. What have you seen from him since maybe his transition since his arrival?
Oh, man. It looks like he's having fun. You know, it looks like he's having a good time. There's a lot of guys on our team, whenever we get them, I always ask, like, how did someone else let him go, you know? Like, that size, that speed, he's like a horse out there, man. He's, you know, 220, 225 running a 4.3, you know? And it's like, you know, those don't just come around all the time. So being able to get him in our offense and implement him and not just use him as a gadget guy, but use him as a receiver, you know? He was a first-round pick for a reason. And being able to see his talents on display has been really, really encouraging for us because, obviously, you lose a guy like Andre Holmes and, you know, someone that can do that kind of stuff at that size, and you get a guy like Cordero that can kind of do those same things and also can carry the ball, can kick return and those things. It really helps our football team.
Derek, can you speak to DeAndre and Jalen? You know, uh-huh. Marshawn coming here, such a big name. Have they deferred to him right away, or have they kind of picked up where they left off in the last season?
You know what? That's a good question. It'd probably be better for them personality-wise. I'm not sure in their meeting room and that kind of stuff. But everyone on this football team has a role, and the coaches make it very clear, you know, what our role is. And so, you know, I know my role. Those running backs, they know their role. And what the cool thing about this is not only does our team know what our role is, we embrace it. So. When we hit that season, there's going to be guys on the practice squad, and they're going to sit there and they're going to embrace that role, and they're going to make our team better. Same thing with the running backs. You know, coach will tell them, hey, this is what I need you to do. Jalen, this is what I need you to do this week. DeAndre, this is what I need you to do this week. And guess what? All of you also have to be ready to be the guy through and throughout, you know, because we know how this league is on running backs. You know, it's very physical and all those things. They got to be ready at any moment.
A couple more for Derek. Derek, do you have Fresno and Bakersfield here today? Can you talk about your jersey retirement about a month
ago? Oh, yeah. So, obviously, I tried to say as much as I could in the 60 seconds you get on Instagram. But I've dreamed of that since I was a little kid. I said every time I walk down that ramp for a practice, a game, a lift, a run at 6 a.m., thanks a lot, Coach Bose. You know, I would look up and I'd see car number 8, and it was motivating every single day that I'm going to get my name up there. And it was a reminder. I can remember times in some of the hardest games where I would look up and I'd see it, and it was just a reminder of how hard I needed to go in that game. You know, it was just little things like that. And it sounds silly maybe to some people, but I wanted to leave my imprint, you know, on that community and on that school. So the fact that they called and they want to do that, dream come true. It was one of my top goals. I have a lot of goals, but I have a lot of – there's only very few at the top that I wanted to reach. And on the way for my football career, that was one of them. So it really is a humbling thing. I was very emotional when they told me. I was like, what? Like, I didn't think they did that till I was like 40 years old, you know? Like, so I was like, sweet, you know, I'll take it.
You dreamt to be a Raider. You're a Raider. You dreamt to have your number retired.
Yeah.
You're going to get retired. On that list of goals, you're knocking them out pretty good here.
Yeah.
What are some of the big ones remaining?
Win a Super Bowl, and not just one, but multiple. And that's not just for me. That is for our city. That's for our fans. That's for my teammates, these coaches, all of us that are away from our families in this silly little hotel, you know, for weeks on end. The hours that we put in, there's so much that I could get into that I want to win that so bad for everybody else, because there's nothing like, I'll never forget when we won that game. My rookie year versus Kansas City, we won one game. We were 1-10, and just to sit there and watch everybody celebrate, there was nothing like it. I just sat there and enjoyed it. So that's probably number one.
Hey Derek, you share this market with Colin Kaepernick, and there's only so many jobs available in the NFL anyway. But I know you have a little bit of a relationship with Colin.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the fact that he's still sitting out there and doesn't have a job and he's out there?
Yeah, you know, I know this. He's a talented football player. And the times I've talked to Colin, he's a great person. I've enjoyed it. Now, I can't speak for any other teams, organizations, and all that. Obviously, we have quarterbacks, you know, so, you know, he won't come here. But, you know, I wish him the best, and I hope he gets signed. I really do. You know, and, you know, I don't know if he wants to play, if he doesn't, all that stuff. But if he does, I really hope he gets signed, because I feel like as a football player, he can help a football team.
Surprised that he's still out there then?
It was surprising to me, just talent-wise. But, again, that goes not only for Colin. There's a lot of guys out there that are unsigned where you're like, man, I've watched that guy on film. You know, he's pretty good. There must be something else there. So, you know, and thank goodness I don't make those decisions. I just try and complete passes.
Thank you, guys.